Chapter 71. Tailing off the stern of the tanker, Giordino had already spotted the hard-charging yacht bearing down in his direction. He flicked the marine radio to Channel 86 and tried sending a warning call to Pitt, but there was no answer from the Dayan's bridge. Accelerating the submersible, he eased away from the tanker, heading into the center of the channel while pulling parallel with the Dayan's superstructure. He was too low in the water to see anyone on the bridge, but he did spot Laszlo working his way across the deck. Peering behind him, he was surprised to note the yacht had altered course and was suddenly closing fast on the bullet. He realized they must not have seen him drop Pitt and Laszlo at the tanker. Despite the early morning gloom, he could make out two figures climbing to the yacht's forward rail. In their arms, he knew, were automatic weapons aimed at him. Giordino immediately goosed the throttles to the submersible. The bullet nearly leaped out of the water, surging quickly up to speed. Giordino tore past the bow of the tanker, then pulled close to the northern shoreline. A short distance ahead was the Galata Bridge, which he figured would provide some cover. But a quick glance behind revealed that the fast yacht was less than 50 yards behind, having closed the gap while the bullet was accelerating. Giordino cursed aloud as he spotted a small flash of yellow light erupt from the yacht's bow. The burst of gunfire struck the water inches from the submersible's hull, though Giordino could neither see nor hear the bullet striking. He nevertheless whipped the steering yoke hard left, followed by a sharp turn to the right. The nimble submersible responded immediately, zigzagging across the water. The action was enough to temporarily disrupt the accuracy of the yacht's shooters. The Galata Bridge suddenly loomed up, and in a flash, Giordino passed under it. He banked hard once more, then he looked back to see the yacht burst from under the bridge and follow suit. The faster and more maneuverable bullet was finally showing its legs, and the distance between the two vessels gradually began to increase. But that spurred only more shooting from the yacht. Giordino kept up the zigzag pattern as he eyed another bridge, the Ataturk, less than a half mile ahead. A sudden banging above his head forced him to duck involuntarily, then he looked up to see that a trio of bullet holes had pierced the submersible's acrylic bubble. Any thoughts of ducking behind an obstacle and trying to submerge suddenly vanished, so he set his sights on the bridge. Several thick footings arose from the channel to support the Ataturk, and Giordino targeted them for cover. Circling in and between the footings, he knew he could distract the yacht while avoiding a direct line of fire, but his concern for self-preservation diminished when he thought of Pitt and the explosives-laden tanker. Just over a mile behind, the Dayan was surely on its final death march. He had to be available to get both men off the tanker, and most likely soon. Right now, he had no way of knowing if Pitt and Laszlo had any hope at all. Then he turned and looked behind him, and saw that the pursuing yacht had suddenly vanished.